In April, they called in Dr. Martland. I found a bedridden patient extremely emaciated and filled with a huge sarcoma, he remembered. His diagnosis was immediate and absolute. He told me definitely, remembered Vincent Laporte, choking up, that she did have radium poisoning and she had about 6 weeks to live. They did not tell Irene, wanting to spare her, though she was smart enough to know. She was always saying, I know I am dying from radium poisoning, remembered one of her physicians. I convinced her she wasn't, that she was going to get better. It is tact of a physician not to reveal a fatal prognosis. Martland wasted no time enlightening the world about the evolution of radium's MO. He had seen enough cases now to know that these latent sarcomas, which could leave a victim healthy for years after her exposure to radium, before coming horribly to life and taking over her body, were the new phase in this terrifying poisoning. He added, When I first described this disease, there was a strong tendency among some of those interested in the production and therapeutic use of radium to place the entire blame on mesothorium. In the cases autopsied recently, the mesothorium has disappeared while the radium persists. He could reach only one conclusion. I am now of the opinion that the normal radioactivity of the human body should not be increased. To do so is dangerous. It had to be, for each week another dial painter presented another sarcoma, each in a new location. Her spine, her leg, her knee, her hip, her eye. Irene's family couldn't believe how fast she was fading from them, but she still had grit in her. On 4th of May 1931, as she lay dying in hospital, she filed a claim for damages against USRC she was willing to settle. But the company was just about done with settlements. Now they had seen off Berry, they were not too concerned about the adversaries to follow. Only a month later, after fighting such a hard, hard battle that she was destined never to win, Irene died on 16th of June, 1931. At the time of her death, Martland said her tumour had become a huge growth. So much so, he went on, that you couldn't take the whole mass out together without taking the woman apart. The whole mass was larger than 2 footballs. That was how Irene Laporte died. Her husband, Vincent, was filled with such a rage that he knew not what to do with himself. It was red hot at first, searing him with pain and grief, but as time went on, it cooled into an icy, diamond-hard desire for vengeance. And Vincent Laporte would fight on for his wife. He would fight on through the courts, through 1931 and 32 and 33 and even beyond. Irene Laporte's case against USRC would be the one that finally led to a judgment for all the Orange Girls. Vincent didn't know it when he started, but that fight was going to take years yet. The company was in no rush. Then again, neither was he. Martland had one final statement to give on the sarcomas, on the insidious time bombs that he now knew were lurking inside any and all dial painters who had ever once lifted a brush to their lips. I believe, he said, before we get through, the number will be appalling.